Okay, let's go over to Mark.
Yum, that was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Actually, a little high-pitched for me, Ion. A little too desperate in the voice.
Well, you'll catch up.
I'll catch up to it. Okay, Mark, go ahead with your questions.
I love you guys. The high one where it came down, Ion did a protective move to not allow the high one to come down. Ion, why did you stop the high one?
Taiwan.
You can't stand it. You can't take it. You're burning California down. Y'all are crying like bitches. What else do you want?
Hey, Mark, what's the high one?
The individual flame coming down. And the flame that's coming down to consume us, Ion has an ability to control that, or do we?
Are you saying a plane of existence or an airplane?
I'm saying a plane of existence.
What call does that term from?
H.P. Lovecraft.
Ask a question, now I know what it is. It'll register.
It distracted me. I want to know the difference between 50 hertz and 60 hertz.
10 millibars.
But what about the high one? What was your question about the high one?
The high one is the hacker. The hacker gets into the brain to rewire the brain. The hacker is the high one. And Ion is the data feed, or not.
Oh, so high one is a mispronunciation of Ion. That's your point.
Yeah. Ion, are you the data feed or not?
If the money don't come in rubber bands, I don't want it.
I don't know. Bob? Oh, God. Oh, thank you, Bob. Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you. I'm so exhilarated to be with you and Dr. C.
Don't worry. That'll pass.
Mark. Now, Mark, what are you asking about hertz? 50 and 60 hertz, the difference between 50 and 60?
Yeah, in one country we have 50, the vibration, okay, electricity, we have Kirchhoff. He talks about this, what goes in goes back. Electricity flows as a skin effect. It flows on the metal. And when electricity goes back, or whatever it does to the load, it has to equalize itself out.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it doesn't. That's the neutral, right, or not?
Fix your microphone, Mark.
There's a difference neutral and a ground.
The potential, yes. I understand the potential difference.
Okay. Yeah, you're dealing with ohmage and the degree of resistance.
That wasn't my point. I'm sorry. Thank you, Bob. Carolyn.
Well, Mark, was it megahertz or hertz? 50 and 60 megahertz or hertz?
Oh. Okay, so what happens is...
No, just answer me.
It's 60 hertz.
Hertz, not megahertz. So, Mark, looking at the picture of yourself that you sent me, you got a lot of old gray hair. You look older than you sound to me. You have white hair. Gail's looking pretty good. She doesn't have white hair. And you're there drumming, and she's playing the guitar. And you have another guy in the band. Is that your buddy? Is he always with you, or does that change?
We never know.
Right. It can be just the two of you. So Gail is a...
Yeah.
So occasionally I play a song that you like, and you learn, right?
Bob, we could play for you, and you'd be so happy if we played for you under lanai.
Well, that may be true. That may be the case. But
ooh, that was good.
So Gail has been playing guitar her life and singing. Did she come out of folk music or later?
Yeah, no, we came together in a co-ed dorm room. The co-ed dorm room is the magic incubator of existence. When you go to college and you only spend $400 a semester with room and board in a co-ed dorm, you know that's a good investment. So I spent most of my time down with Gail.
What year was that?
about 77, and the janitor had three PhDs. And the janitor would go up and terrorize, you know, the teachers about, all right, I'm a janitor. I can't do anything with my PhDs. You know what? I'm going to terrorize you guys. I never went into class. I wish I would have, because it wasn't too much later that Yong-Yun came down and taught about the union, whatever the fucking name is.
That was funny, Mark. A nice shift of rhythm there.
Can I give a shout-out for a book, Bob? Oh, my God. Thank you, Bob. It's Ted Decker.
Okay, Mark, it's too burbly. I can't make out what you're really saying, so I got the gist of it. Have you asked all your questions?
The book is Ted Decker, The Outlaw.
Something about The Outlaw. Okay, we're on to the next person. Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll be looking forward to seeing you perform someday. Okay, let's move on to 218-404 out there in Virginia and Minnesota. Want to say something?
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi. This is Alex.
A new name. Alex, what's up?
No. Oh, I talked to you a year ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember you emailing me recently.
Right, that was me. Yeah, I'd like to tell you about my... I got bit by a dog. Got bit on my hand. It was amazing. I put Renew on it, and a week and a half, it healed up. And, I mean, the dog bit right through my finger from one side all the way, and his tooth came out the other side. So it was deep bites.
Listen to this, Carolyn. We have a testimonial. Someone got bit by a dog and put the Renew on it. What happened, Alex?
It healed it up in a week and a half.
Pretty
good. And I take all of the completement formulas and whatnot also. But I thought that was just amazing.
It's good to have people to realize this, because we realized it a while ago, Alex, how amazing our products are.
I got on a RNA drop in 2011. My first order was the end of August 2011, and then as you've come out with the other things, I have taken them to
acquired them. Awesome. Maybe it happened so fast because the drops prepared her body. She already had a pretty good body going on with the drops now for a couple of years, and then she gets bitten, and no problem for the body.
Yeah.
Well, Ion talks about us being able to replace cells and replace limbs.
And on both of my hands, I was swatting the dog away, and I got bit on the back of one hand and through the palm of my hand, and then on the other hand, I got bit right through my finger. The dog's tooth went in on the bottom part and came out right next to my fingernail on the top.
Did that really hurt, Alex? Was that extreme hurt?
Yeah, it did. It hurt. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it happened so fast, though. I mean, it was just like, oh, wow.
So, Ion, would you like to comment on what Alex put herself through and how it healed so quickly? You have some extra points to make, Ion?
You're welcome, darling. You're welcome.
Ion bit you.
Thank you.
Well, nothing else, Ion? Is that it?
If we tell much more, then we're going to be either complaining or bragging. So which do you prefer?
Oh, is he calling you, telling you that? Oh, sorry, Bert. Where's Bert?
Come on,
Bert. How come? Where's Bert?
Come
oh, he's
Bert.
Anonymous. That's the problem, Bert. You come in anonymous.
Anonymous.
I don't know it's you.
Anonymous. That's it. That's either. That's the problem.
Okay, go ahead. Bert.
It's Brian. Brian.
Bert.
Bert. Dead right, Bert.
Bert.
Not anybody else.
Bert. Ion.
Bert.
With the increase
Bert.
In tardiness.
Bert. You're Ion
Bert.
Making fun of your name, Bert?
Bert. Bert.
Bert. Call me Bert.
Bert.
It's Mark.
That's Bertrand to you, Ion. Bertrand.
Bertrand. Yeah, Bertrand.
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 That is as opposed to Voltron.
Yeah.
Yeah, Voltron. Yeah. Hey, Bert, did you hear Alex's testimonial there?
Yes.
The thing went right through her hand, right through her finger. Can you imagine the pain? Jeez.
Oh. Did it go already to the bone, Alex?
No, no, it didn't go through the bone, just the soft part of my finger. It came out right beside the fingernail.
Mm-hmm.
While it was still bleeding, I thought it did go through the fingernail, but it didn't, right beside it.
So you put stuff on for the whole week and a half? Just piled it on?
No, I did it for, like, the first 3 days. I put it on in the morning and at night, and I put a Band-Aid around it. Then after that, I think I only did it a couple of times, but I was also taking the drops and the rest of the complement formula.
Do you put it on your fingernails now? All your fingernails?
No, I was bit by a dog. I put it on the wound, and it healed it up really fast.
I was just saying, do you put it on all of your fingers? Not just the one that was injured?
No, just the one that was injured.
Okay, Bert, questions.
Ion, with the increase in saltiness of the blood, will the hydration requirements change in the meat sack?
Yes.
Does that mean that we will require less water or more water?
No water.
No water.
No water, which is the living water. It's not water. Living water is a misnomer.
So once the living water comes on the scene, that's all we require. We won't require any other water at all.
What's the definition of hydration?
It's a mixture of oxygen and water.
Mm-hmm.
Definition of hydration indicates that a substance contains water, hydrate. So hydration will be the energy released from water reactions.
Keep going.
A liquid substance that supplies the body with water.
Okay. It's a compound produced by combining a substance chemically with water.
But you were saying then we will not require that. That will disappear with the increase in saltiness.
Well, that's how you'll notice the saltiness when the hydrogen changes. You would say it already is changed, but you already catch it up to it.
Will that increase with the presence when people start to consume the living water, then will that change everyone or just those who take the living water?
Those who embrace it.
Okay, so that's different, embrace. You said a couple weeks ago that the endocrine system is going to be rebooted. And looking at that...
It's going to be changed.
It's already changed?
Bob changed it.
Okay, with Bob changing the endocrine system, will the thyroid regulation function change?
Yeah, but the pineal gland has to kick in. So until it finally completes, you're all going to get a little bitty pouch, like a little bitty, like about a softball size amount of fat. You have a little pooch. So you'll get that till the pineal gland catches up.
Okay, is there a certain action that will happen for the pineal gland to catch up?
Yeah, your little pooch will go away.
Is there something that specifically will interact with the pineal gland to kick it in gear?
Well,
is it a process from the living water or the saltiness that will?
None of that. We're actually answering another question. So you're just going to have to take that and go, oh, okay, that's great. Now ask another question. We'll get you back to it. But we're not going to answer it directly this way because this is where this goes off the chains more times than not. And then you go to bed and cry. You're very smart and you're very brilliant. And then you go to bed and cry because we chop you off at the knees. Well, we're not doing that. We're just not going to answer it. We're going to let you answer another question. And then before it's all over with, we're going to round you right back in the rabbit hole, and you're going to go, that goddamn Ion answered it again. Okay, go ahead.
I want to talk about the AIRS, acoustic space, and fossil law. Is acoustic space contained in the airs?
It has to be.
Is fa sol la a way to unlock the airs?
It would.
It would. That's not a definite. Is there a certain way that you engage fa sol la to unlock them?
Yes.
Can you tell me the way to engage fa sol la to unlock the airs?
Yes, we can.
Is it a specific tone that you have to say fa sol la, or is it in the tonality of how the people sing fa sol la? Is it the tone that you have to say fa sol la, or is it the way the tones increase and decrease?
No, it's not that. You're going to have to go to the fa sol la.
I'm going to have to go to the fa sol la.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go, Bob.
How do you spell airs as Zion does in the angel diagram?
A-E-T-H-Y-R-S.
Oh, yeah. Right. Ethers. Go ahead, Bert.
Okay, I have to go to fa sol la. You're saying like it's a location. Are you saying that I have to look at something, continue to practice it?
Listen to them. Listen.
Listen to them. Thanks, Carol. Listen to them, Maya. Are you saying that I have to listen to them?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I know you might chop me off at the hips if I when I ask this, but 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Bob was playing the Evergreen session, and the Evergreen said that hydrogen is the base matter of everything in the universe. My question to you is, with the presence of the I cell, is hydrogen still the base matter of everything in the universe?
Yes, and the widow said that orgasms were purple, too, so.
Bert, let's go into this hydrogen business, because I've been looking at that, and what's weird is... Ion says hydrogen is the most important, and I didn't hear that about the evergreens. But when you look at the percentage of hydrogen in air, it's crazy. It's like 0.00005%. And nitrogen is 78%, and nobody talks about nitrogen. Oxygen is 21%. Mm. So ion, if hydrogen by percent is 0.0005%. How can it be the most important? And I think you've said it's the most prolific and there's going to be more of it. Why is hydrogen so important if it seems to be so minuscule?
It's not minuscule, it's changing. It's your perception. You think it's salty because of the lack of water. It's not the amount of salt.
So hydrogen is changing, and it's changing the way we perceive salt?
And hydrogen.
It's changing the way we perceive. Hydrogen is changing. It's changing the way we perceive
hydrogen.
Salt is not in hydrogen. Salt
right.
is a NaCl2. There's no H. But, you know, what's interesting is when you look at any organic matter, it has carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. So I know hydrogen is huge. I just didn't realize it was so small. Was hydrogen more prolific when the Earth was formed?
No. It's not quite formed yet, but when we get it formed, we'll let you know.
So it wasn't more prolific. I mean, can you see my point where if it's 0.0005%, how I'm just incredulous that it's going to be so important. Can you help explain that?
Yes, you'll see. All of a sudden, they'll count. Used to. See, this is the same place that said a glass of wine will save your life, and then a glass of wine will kill you, and then it's up and down, back and forth.
Yeah.
So, the same thing.
So one day it's the least, and the next day it's the most.
Some marvelous study will come to do it. It's miscalculating it all along. It's the big hydrogens, not the little hydrogens. That's just the offshoot of hydrogen. And so it's changed, and we've been counting it wrong all along, and Venus isn't that far away after a while.
Why did people say it's, even Zappa said, it's the basic building block universe when it was such a small percentage? Where did that idea come from?
So is hydrogen called the basic building block because, like I said, it's in all organic matter?
It's not in it. It is it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in it. It is it. If you remove hydrogen, you have no natural occurring matter.
So hydrogen
is
the basic building block. Is it more so than the carbon and the oxygen?
By thrice.
By three times, wow. Bert, does that excavate
yes.
any questions from you?
Once again, she's come and saved the day for you.
Oh, stop. Okay, Bert. I'm here, Bert. I got your forehead.
Okay. We got your forehead.
This leads into the next question regarding the environmental changes involving how hydrogen is changing and the RNA drops in your presence. The babies that have been born in the last 6 years with your presence and now with our exhalations as well as the more that you're engaging now, is that having an effect on the children that are born?
Prolifically, yes.
Will these children need to take the RNA drops so they're going to be automatically engaged in the new environment?
We'll let you know.
You said, Bert, will they need to take the drops? What did Ion
yes.
say?
He said it will let us
they
know.
They will.
The children.
Yes or no, I can't hear anymore.
Yeah, Ion, will they have to take the drops?
My answer would be they would crave the drops. But then the people crave the drops. Okay, back to you, Bert.
Okay, Ion, effective children born in the last 6 years, will they have
By
to take
Ion.
The RNA drops?
We already said we'd let you know.
Okay.
Let
us know. I was doing some field research, and I was talking to two parents, and it was some phenomenal things that the parents were noticing. Like, for instance, a 17-month-year-old is interested in learning the alphabet, the meaning of the letters. And it's the learning the alphabet.
Becoming the POV.
That happened to Roxy. Bob, Roxy's reformed Bob. POV.
That's the new children, Zygnus.
They know that they can't really become a POV because TV will wipe it out in their brain. So they're acquiring it before their mother puts them in front of the TV set when they're 1 year old. So we're going to see, you know, 5-month-old babies grabbing the they want to get that visual effect so they can know everything like Bob did.
Okay, there's another story where a 4.5-year-old that never visited America and from watching YouTube, and they live in Ireland, and they speak perfect American English from watching the YouTube. Is that an effect of the new environment having an effect on this child that was born 4.5 years ago?
First of all, children talking about speaking good English, Americans don't even speak good English. How are the Durbanvilles going to speak good English?
Okay, so that's just normal then. Normal it has nothing to do with
hiding. It's all chip. Well, I don't know about all that. It's all chip body. Everything that you're talking about is chip body.
So the chip body is a lot larger than what we can imagine. It's more than just the computer. Is that what you're saying? The chip body is getting larger. Is that connected to
the cloud
that's developing?
The cloud is becoming more prolific. See, now no one has to know anything. you don't have to know anything. You just look at your phone. Your phone tells you. And then you know everything. So you don't have to think about anything. You don't have to wonder about anything. You don't have to consider anything. It's all limited based on what the cloud says is. And that's where we've taken over. We'll tell you what you're supposed to think. Just give us a minute.
That's really big, then. That's
a lot.
We haven't.
That's bliss. That's bliss.
Bliss.
So
Guff is here.
Will this increase once the living water is released?
And before.
And before. Okay, so it's not related then.
How do you come up with these misnomers when you say the sky is blue and ion's going to kill us in our bed? What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, I didn't say
you're
that.
You're adding the caveat, so this doesn't include that. That we didn't say that. So
okay.
For the tag on changes the whole conspiring position.
Bob, I don't have any more questions.
Well, that didn't take long.
Come on, Bert. What about your private studies? Isn't there something there?
There's a million questions you ask us all day, every day. Ask us the good ones.
Let's go back to the saltiness in the blood in the endocrine system.
Okay.
Is the increase in saltiness in the blood part of the endocrine system being rebooted?
There is pancreatic activity, but it's not really from the endocrine system. It's be more based in the hypothalamus, which some say is the endocrine as well. So if you include the hypothalamus, then yes.
But the hypothalamus changing, then, that changes all the other organs, like the pituitary and the thyroid.
That's the whole point. And we've also said it's a different kind of sugar. So you need to watch what the world says. The world says sugar's bad, sugar's bad. Now that becomes now all of a sudden sugar's good, gotta have sugar. And then up and down, like everything else, you can do like a window shade, going up and down. But whatever the world is saying, you must, if you take one more spoonful of sugar, you're going to die. Mary Poppins was a bitch liar when she said a spoonful of sugar helped the medicine go down. So sugar's changing.
So there's a relationship to the sugar changing and the saltiness. Are they related?
We know, you know, that the sea is not getting saltier because you're adding more salt. It's because you're having less oxygen, so it seems saltier. But there's no more salt in the ocean, but it seems saltier.
You mentioned something 3 weeks ago about stress. And stress, it releases corticosteroids into the system. So with the change in the hypothalamus of RNA drops users, will they be immune to stress, or is it a matter of perspective?
The only thing that will change is how cortisol is released, so you won't have that belly fat stress.
Belly fat stress. Okay, let's go back to the pineal gland.
Cortisol.
We're talking about the
cortisol. Pineal.
Say again. Pineal gland. Let's go back to the pineal gland. Did you say that the pineal gland needs to be activated in order for the softball bump in the belly to go away? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Is there a reaction or action that we must do in order to activate the pineal gland?
You're doing it.
Am I doing it by taking the RNA drops and the REMAG and REMITE?
Yeah.
Realign?
Mm-hmm.
So that is the engagement, then. That will ignite the pineal gland. Okay, so third eye chakra. Is the third eye chakra all of the organs, or is just the hypothalamus and the pineal gland?
Or
or you're not going to actually acknowledge the penile, I mean the third eye chakra.
We don't want to acknowledge it because you'll go the wrong place with it.
But you acknowledge that there is a third eye chakra, but it's not important with Ion's presence, and we're engaging the RNA drops, so it's not important.
We don't want you to take those words and turn them into some nasty, vulgar thing that we have to then spend a great deal of energy undoing. So we'll just let the sleeping dog, the peripherals, lay softly at the end of the bed.
Okay, Bert, I'm going to get Love Job. You got a question, Love Job?
Ion, are there secret underground bases in the Blue Ridge Parkway? If so, what is their function?
Training.
Are they evil organizations like neo-Nazis and like crap like that?
Evil. Interesting construct.
Okay, so maybe...
Government.
Is it like aspects of the government?
Not hardly.
Are there underground bases in the Blue Ridge Mountains?
No, oh, sure they are.
Who owns them?
Well, the Vogels and, well, several people.
Ion, did you say the Vogels?
Oh, my God, Ion.
Oh, my God, he said the Vogels, V-O-G-E-L-S. Holy shit.
Shh, stop telling Tom.
August 22nd, you heard it here first. Holy fuck.
Don't be talking smack. Everything this out of Cade's Cove.
I just got goosebumps because... He pulled that name. I don't want to say too much about that name because it's getting a little too close to home.
And don't.
Well, I won't.
You know nothing about the Vogels. Love Job, what are you talking about? You don't know anything about them.
Whoa, dude.
Bob, what do you think they're going to say?
Well,
Step away from the phone, Love Job.
Come on, Love Job. Next question. What else you want to know?
Okay.
And what do you think they do if they find out Miss Relly's involved? Wouldn't that just do them in?
Miss Relly, who's that? Is this from a TV show?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. So how should I be interacting with dead relatives and friends and stuff?
Necrophilia, Lee.
I should have sex with them somehow?
Yeah. Yeah. We're open-minded. We won't hold it against you.
Okay. All right. So,
necrophilia, if the body's still warm, though, just so you know.
Ion, we went to a shamanic fire ceremony tonight. What do me and my lovely bride here need to know about Father Fire?
Suck, damn it, don't blow.
Suck, damn it, don't blow.
Suck, damn it, don't blow.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like that, Ion.
What does it mean, Love Job?
Oh, he doesn't have a clue. He wouldn't know.
No, but why are you saying, why is Love Job saying, oh, that's pretty good? How did your bride translate that?
I don't know how she translated it, but I translated it as you suck in all the energy of the fire.
What was this thing you went to, a shamanic ritual with fire?
Down in Carrollton, Bob, where we went. It's from the Wichil Indians.
Are you saying Wichil? W-I-T-C-H-U-A-L? Wichil?
Wichil. It's spelled H-U-C-H-O-I-L, I think.
Hey, Ion, do you have to go or can you stay a bit longer?
Take us out within your inbox, Bob.
Okay, just before we do that, Sean in London.
Yes, Bob. Ion, the stuff I was reading about the effect of stimulating our nucleus accumbens. Does the RNA drop make that we don't have to worry about that?
Couldn't hurt.
Can we use that knowledge for making people choose to take the fast start with their joy? By stimulating that?
We say yes. It's a glib cliche archetype, but it works.
Karen, did you get anything that Sean is saying? We're not hearing your words, Sean, so quickly, what's the topic?
It's the nucleus accumbens. It's what gets stimulated when we get addicted to things.
So you're asking about RNA drops and addiction?
Yes. Two of my daughters have been dreaming the same dream, where they're in it together.
They were with us.
It really amazed us when they told us. But they didn't know while they were telling. One was telling, and then the other one completed the story of the dream.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. They almost got ran over by the lorry.
Did that happen?
No.
Did that happen? Carol's asking. Did the lorry happen?
No, but I will ask them. They haven't told the whole story. They were with one got thrown up into a tree by the other one, and. The other one was breaking Hyena's leg so that they can't get to her. And there was a big ice igloo with a man sitting on the throne.
You can
but I will delve
saying,
into
girl.
The story a bit more. I will ask them.
Ian, is that it? You got to go?
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Ian. Yeah, Ian's left.
Thanks, Ian.
Dying leave. Yes. Okay, so the song is Love American Style TV theme song.
Love American Style, truer than the red, white, and blue. Shoulder.